So we are seeing many schools under financial stress right now. And this week, State Superintendent Mike Flanagan announced a proposal to consolidate school districts into countywide systems. Services like transportation, food, and staff training would be handed at the county or regional level. Flanagan says the plan would save hundreds of millions of dollars. What are your thoughts on this idea, Jack?
Well, there's actually two plans. The first plan he put forward was going to a system of countywide districts, where instead of the present 540-odd districts, we'd have 83. And then if people don't want to do that, the plan that you mentioned to consolidate systems, it makes a lot of sense. The trouble is it will get a lot of resistance from the bureaucracy. I'm going to talk about that more at 1:30 today, but you already had a school board's official saying that sometimes consolidation economies of scale didn't make sense, which is sort of absurd. And the key is whether the legislature and the governor agree with Superintendent Flanagan. It seems to me it might be an easy win-win for everybody if they agree on this proposal, but we'll just have to see.
In other financial news this week, Detroit's emergency manager Kevin Orr wanted to take Wall Street creditors on a bus tour of the city's toughest areas today. Orr is in talks with creditors on matters that could determine if the city should file for bankruptcy. Now, the tour was canceled because there was too much media hype, but it could be rescheduled. But what real impact do you think the tour like this would have on the city, Jack?
Well, I think the whole purpose of the tour was probably media hype. These creditors know that Detroit's in bad shape. I think that they want their money. They didn't have the illusion when they lent the money to Detroit. I don't believe that everything was fine. Obviously, the idea was that creditors would see how bad things were in Detroit, how blighted the area is, and sort of reconsider. But I'm curious to know how many of the creditors were actually willing to do that. And I suspect that a lot of them pulled out because they thought they were being used by the media. That's not to diminish the very real problems of Detroit, but it's hard for me to think that creditors would be swayed by seeing scenes of urban devastation.
In other Detroit news, Detroit City Council selected replacements for City Council President Charles Pugh and President Pro Tem Gary Brown. Council is down to 6 members from original 9 after 2 recent resignations and the disappearance of Pugh. Kevin Orr stripped Pugh of his pay after he didn't show up for work for a week, and Brown resigned to accept a position in Orr's office. How do you think council will function now with these staff changes, and will these changes really have an effect on the city?
Well, we have to remember, of course, that the city council has only as much power as the emergency manager wants to give it. He's treating it mainly as an advisory body these days. One council member resigned simply because he said it was pointless since they didn't have any real power. Normally, they would appoint new members, but Kevin Orr said, well, let's just save money, wait for the election in November. Sontiel Jenkins, who is the new city council president, is someone who's very highly thought of by sort of all factions. He was a chief of staff to the sort of legendary Marianne Mahaffey, who was a city council member in Detroit for many, many years. And hopefully she will be sort of a bridge that can get people to work together, especially in the period after the emergency manager leaves, which will be after the next council election, when most people think Sontiel Jenkins will be returned. So, again, council's down to only 6 members, but it's sort of preparing itself for the future and life under the new charter.
All right, Jack. Well, thanks so much.
My pleasure.